every app that I do, everyone, even after 40, 50 apps, I have to learn a new thing. My name is Bernardo Zamora. I've created more than 40 apps for Windows, Windows Phone. The first one I built, Othello. It's an app that I think is much better than I thought I could build. And that really was what motivated me to continue to writing apps, because the feedback was great. Users loved it. And it is still the number one Othello app after 2 years and a half in the Windows and Phone store. So that really motivated me to continue. And then I realized, you know, if I put ads, I can make a few dollars every month. You know, I hadn't thought about it. That's really what started me. I can do this. There's very few developers that I've seen, very, very few in our store, that with just one game, they made it. Or one app. What this means is the majority that are doing very well have a portfolio of apps. All of them are good, but they also complement each other. If I'm able to get you as a player and you play my game and you love it, and then I offer you a different one, also made by me, and a different one, and a different, then they cross-promote between each other, and that actually multiplies the effect. So in general, most of the successful ones have done more than one. I try everything I can. I have a blog. I promote my apps within my own apps. I buy advertising. And all of those help a little bit. And even the search in the store and the merchandising that is done in the store also helps me. Again, the merchandising team that works in the store only merchandises apps that are high quality, very good, and that have users have had very good reviews. So if you build an app like that, you will have definitely the opportunity to be promoted. It's not easy to recover these bad reviews because those bad reviews stay there and then impact future downloads. Either A, you very rapidly, as soon as you get that, fix it, which is actually my last app. I had really bad reviews the first days because there was a feature missing that I didn't think anybody used, and everybody needed it. So I added it, and I used a feature in Dev Center called Respond to Reviews to respond to those users and said, thank you very much. I've already fixed it. 24 hours later, it was added. And I just said three people, two of them, updated the review, they loved the app. So being able to really rapidly respond and add the features and fix the bugs rapidly before you have a month of bad reviews, then really means you don't care about the app. But if you have been a month without touching the app is terrible, you realize it's really a terrible app and you're not gonna be able to fix that, take it off the market, take it out of the store, redo it, fix it, make sure it's really, really good, and then submit it again as a new app. You should think about what you want to build. It's not difficult to build it. If you know what you're gonna build, go and build it. I think what really stumbles most people is, what am I gonna write? And then actually writing it. I've talked to so many people that just have ideas, not only in a platform, but for other platforms, and they just stay thinking about the idea. It takes an effort, and look at me, to dedicate every single weekend for the past 2.5 years to writing apps. I mean, that's how you get to 40. But if you want to get one or two, you still need to really dedicate time, weekends, at night, on your vacations, to actually finish the project. And just do it. It's just not that complicated. It's just have an idea, doing it.